This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I'm John Ryan, and this is Pod Roast. This week, some cultural appropriation from an ex-Girls Aloud-a, and happy birthday to me, alongside Idris Elba, Moira Stewart, and Pippa Middleton. This morning, BBC Radio 1's Newsbeat was literally beating up BBC Radio 2 for its new podcast featuring R&B-loving Caucasian Cheryl Tweedy. And yes, I did have to go to Google to check her current approved surname. Apologies if it's changed any between recording and publication. The omission of possibly a zillion more credible hosts has been all over social media. Sade, Beverly Knight, Lamar, Craig David, Leona Lewis, Shola Amma, Gabriel. I loved the tweeter who said, "This is great, but when is Skepta on indie rock coming out?" Here's a quote from a BBC spokesdweeb. "We feature a wide range of voices spanning different genres across our extensive music output. Many of our shows are fronted by DJs who are experts in their fields. Others are hosted by people with a passion for their topic. Cheryl's You, Me and R&B shares personal stories from her youth, soundtracked by her favourite genre." They were clearly listening to a different show than the one I tried. So what's it like? Well, You, Me and R&B may be slightly more than a music stream, but it's considerably less than a podcast. It's one of those hour-long playlists of stuff the BBC started hawking shortly after the emergence of music streamers like Spotify and its bizarrely named curated collections like Exospheres, Hauntology, Dangerous Enema, or MoogTube. And yes, I've only made one of those up. Being the BBC, there has to be some fig leaf of public service to cover their competitive genitals. On this occasion, that appears to be getting the songs picked by Cheryl and recording the bare minimum of commentary and insight into her choices. Here's an example. "Hi, it's Cheryl. Let's get started with Donald Jones," is her first link, bizarrely placed up to the vocal after a mainly empty intro, and delivered with all the passion you might shout at a drive-through microphone. It's not until after the next song from Alia that she returns, not referring back to either of the songs she just played. I won't do the accent. "So I've had more than 20 years, not going to out myself now on how many I've had," snarky giggle, "to think about why this music has always felt so important to me. You can think of this series as my love letter to the greatest music genre there's ever been. So for the next 12 episodes, BBC Sounds has let me dig into my favourite tracks of the golden era of R&B, from number ones to hidden gems. Buckle up." Yep, Woodstock this ain't. If you weren't expecting groundbreaking insight, you won't be disappointed. Next up is Whitehead Brothers' Your Love is a 187. As the fade on this creeps in, we hear again the strangely cadenced You, Me and R&B with Cheryl voiceover that introduced the whole thing just 12 minutes ago, before more compelling narrative from our host. "I was obsessed with Mary J. Blige from this song. This was my introduction to her," she tells us as everything begins to play. "And the song itself, when you listen to it, is so simple. Musically, there's not many instruments, but it always felt full and heartfelt. And the song has never left me, and it will never make me feel any different. I love it to the bone." Now, I'm not saying that to add any understanding to the Mary Jane opus, it had to come with wordy academics or train spotter details, but this feels like your kid sister writing in her diary aged about 12, counting the instruments and saying she'll love it forever. That's with the digit 4 and 3 V's. What was Mary Jane thinking about when she sang it? How about a credit for the stylistics or the James Brown samples in it? In the next link, there's a tiny bit more actual content. For years, people thought they knew what tweets, oops, oh my, with Missy Elliott was about. Like 89.6% of all music, it's sex, obviously. But apparently, Missy has recently clarified it's about self-love and having confidence in yourself. Cheryl's not having it, and the first glimmer of personality comes through with her "someone's telling fibs" line, and an "okay, Missy, all right," with a sneaky wink at the camera. Even that's only half an anecdote, like a stand-up who loses their thread halfway through a gag. We're back to the 12-year-old analysis later through her hackneyed observation that Lisa Left Eye Lopez was sexy, definitely cool, and had a crazy personality. There's a hint of showbiz self-deprecation too, when Cheryl says she never knew Drake and Nicki Minaj had a thing. It ends predictably with a slow jam dipping into the steamy end of the R&B pool to find the sexiest anthems around, as the script puts it, Usher on this occasion. There's nothing in the way of music quite like R&B to get you in the mood of love, of feeling good, of feeling sexy, says Cheryl. So I'm going to dedicate this slow jam to all you R&B lovers out there. It's slightly cloying, and I worry about how many R&B lovers out there are going to reach for the minus 20 seconds button to hear Cheryl say feeling sexy over and over again. Another observation is how obviously our host crosses from slightly awkward, but at least authentic natural conversation into reading off the page of A4 complied script from the type of BBC producer who probably wears chinos and drives a Golf. So, it's my birthday today. Happy birthday, me. So I've broken the usual pod roast format and gone in search of birthday-themed podcasts. And I found a 16-episode run of something called The Birthday Game in 2019. Produced by Remarkable Television before the world became joyless, it stars Richard Osman in what feels like a crafty way of piloting an expensive television idea somewhat inexpensively. Each week, Richard's joined by a three-person panel who have to decide how old various celebrities who are birthdaying that week are. On this week in 2019, that panel was new Five Live breakfast jock and star of BBC One daytime quiz Impossible, or Impossible to Watch, as I like to call it, Rick Edwards, who's actually the only reason to watch it. Maisie Adam and my favourite comic, David O'Doherty. So far, so good. A randomly Latin theme tune jaunts in, and here's Osman calling me everyone in that shiny floor TV way. He sells it as the first podcast you can play along with at home, which is neat, even if it's not true. The first thing this gets right is editing. There's a nonsense chat about listening to podcasts out of order, the interior of Colin the Caterpillar, the rules and introduction of the panel. All that happens, and we're still into the meat of it by 2 minutes in. It's all well cut. There are no edits by Dewhurst. It's as tight as a duck's a-hole. Doherty's already made me laugh twice. I find Osman slightly too smart on Pointless, and the bonhomie with the other one on it sends the dial into the treacle zone. But in charge of his own game here, he's needing a slap less and even topping the lines of some of his comedians. Get a good editor and you're halfway to having a good podcast, and clearly this has a good editor. The game is more difficult than it sounds, too. Could you work out the age of Idris Elba, for example? We hear their workings out. This is well cast. Rick is the methodical one, trying to link clues like when The Wire started. Doherty's the loose cannon, interrupting and introducing his typical surreal threads. Maisie is the voice of the millennial, suggesting such heresy as Roger Moore being too old to play Bond. For Idris Elba, 43, 44 and 48 are the guesses. He's 47. Or at least he was in 2019. That makes him 49 now. Pippa Middleton next. Does she have a 26 to 30 rail card? Asks Maisie. I picked this particular episode as all these are birthdays from the same week as mine. It's interesting to hear additional Virgos who were born when you were. Rick holds himself well against comedic genius. Nice voice, friendly, a little Dave TV channel fodder, but it's an interesting audition for a man who'll be discussing Afghanistan and Delta variants with the unfortunately named Rachel Burden at the crack of dawn in his next role. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed, this week with You, Me and R&B with Cheryl from BBC Sounds and The Birthday Game from Remarkable Television. I listen to these, so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.